And this is Mr. John Drabson, and he's very comfortable here this evening just before his 90th birthday. And sitting right beside us here is the most beautiful rocking chair, and Mr. Drabson said it had once belonged to Madame Trombley. Is that right, Mr. Drabson?
That's right.
When did you know Mrs. Trombley?
Oh, so I know Mrs. Trombley was born about 1900.
Did you really? When did you come into the country?
1900.
And how did you come in?
Well, I came down over the ice from White Horse Cliff in Dawson.
Did you? By dog team?
No, team horses.
Oh, on the stagecoach?
No, we had our own team.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many horses?
Only two.
Just two, eh?
It was four of us. Came every night.
Yes.
Make a found a good place to camp and cut a spruce tree for make a bed. Camp every night. Was very nice winter that winter.
Nineteen hundred.
Well, 1900. After we got here up to Bonanza, everybody there was sluicing dumps.
Oh.
We had awful job going up to Bonanza Creek and Creek Road, you know, and Middle Creek, and. It was losing dumps and water was running all over and so on. Quite a job.
What did you bring in on with your supplies, Mr. Drabson?
Well, I tell you, we brought lots of things.
You did, eh?
To mining.
Mostly mining?
Yeah. We brought a plow and we got plow in Seattle, and we brought it all the way in here in Rhine and Dawson.
Did you?
All the way on Manus Lake.
Did you come in just to mine? Is that why you came?
Well, I had no claim, you know.
Oh.
Well, I come in with a fellow named Paddy Drucci. He stake a claim up here on 21 Bow in the Bonanza. And he come into mine. He brought his family, Mrs. Lucy and her son.
Where did you get your horses and your sleigh? Did you bring them all away from Seattle?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yeah. He brought up to Skagway, you know, see.
Yeah.
Of course, the railroad was running, you see, from from one, up by the, well, the, from Skagway to Skagway, from Skagway to Summit.
Oh, just to Summit, eh?
Yeah.
Then you had to unload everything, did you? And then...
Oh, yes.
We
had to unload everything in the Skagway. Loaded on a train. Ship it somewhat. Like the Summit.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to come down from Skagway?
Well, we took it over 21 days.
21 days, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Camp every night. Was awful nice winter that winter. Was awful early spring.
Was it?
Yeah.
What time of the year was it?
Well, somebody right here in Dawson, it was 1st of April.
1st of April you got in here?
Yeah, 19.
What was Dawson like that day when you arrived?
Well, today was very used to day.
Not like it was today. Lots of people?
Oh, yeah. Someone was running for bust, and the dance hall were running.
Did you used to go in once in a while and look them over?
Well, I didn't dance, though, but I used to watch them get in there once in a while. We had dance hall up to Grand Forks.
Yeah, that was a good-sized city, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How many people were there when you were up there?
Well, it's supposed to be in the neighborhood about 10,000 people.
10,000,
all the hills, like Chichaco Hill, Adams Hill, Gold Hill. It was miners, and then French Hill. French Hill got a name because it was all French boys up there. So they call it French Hill.
Mm-hmm. Was it around 1900 when they finally got around to mining the benches, was it, around the Gold Hill?
Oh, no,
before that,
then afterwards, you know. After Googles come in here, started buying up claims, creek claims, then got all the hills, for the water from 12 miles.
What else did you do besides mine up there?
Well,
did you run a freight train, too?
Well, no. I was driving team for Charlie Ducey. Because I had my own team, too. I was hauling wood.
Oh, you hauled wood for the thawing, was that it?
Well, not for ready. You can go. They were not yet. Only four miners. See, there was miners all over around Gold Hill, Chichaco Hill, all those hills. Burning wood, tall ground.
And you saw some big claims then, did you? And lots of gold come out of there. Do you remember Big Alec McDonald or any of those men that made the big cleanup?
Yeah.
Did he live out there too?
Well, yeah, he had claims all over.
He did, eh?
Yeah, oh, he had a lot of claims on the Gold Hill, Chichaco Hill, every place.
Mm-hmm. And there were big hotels and everything, weren't there, at Grand Forks?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of the gay nights out there when they had New Year's Eve parties and things?
Oh, yes. We had right there in Grand Forks, there was a big tent. Great big one.
Yeah.
That was dance hall.
The big tent was the dance hall?
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sake.
And lots of women come up every time have a dance hall. Dance, see?
Yeah.
Pretty much every week. They used to make big boys come up. Higher big four-hour stage come up. All the way up to Grand Forks.
How long would it take them to drive up from Dawson and Four Horse?
Oh, well, they still won't take them very long.
Didn't take them very long, eh? Did you ever be on the stage when they went up over the Hunker Summit? Did it take them quite a while to go up there? That's a long
hill. Well, on Torkey, yeah, stage running up to Hunker, then over Dominion that way. Six horses stage.
How long would it take them to go from the bottom
it went, what, 8-10 hours.
Would it really? How big a load would they haul then?
Oh, it'd be 18-20 passengers on the stage.
That many, eh?
Yeah.
And do they do that in the winter too with the sleighs?
Oh, yes. Sure.
There was lots of traffic, was there, back?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All miners, you know, before they put the road right up to Bonanza, all the way up to Bonanza, then up to Cormac Forks, then down the Hunker Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, they go on Sulphur and Dominion and Granville.
How long would the whole trip take them then?
No. 7-8 days.
7 or 8 days, eh?
Some home there. up, and even then they'll be up there until the next morning.
Wouldn't they? Oh. Well, Hunker was a real big roadhouse, wasn't it?
Oh,
did everybody
yeah.
stop there?
Well, most of them, yes.
They would, eh? Then it'd be a whole day back to town, would it?
Well, yes, most of them. Yes, Joe Fournier used to up in New York. He was Joe Fournier.
Yes.
Mrs. Fournier, I guess she was here.
When did you first hear about Dawson, Mr. Drabson, and the strike and everything? Where were you when you first heard about it?
Oh, there you go.
Hmm?
I was in San Francisco.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you there when the boat came in 97?
Well, I was at that border anyway. Yes, in 98, at that border I spent winter in San Francisco.
Did you?
I remember, just like today, right there, there used to be in the main street, San Francisco. There was a newspaper published right on the opposite corner. There was a bunch of men standing there watching, and a new news coming out from the coal strike. Be standing there morning to night. Because I didn't get ready for the fever that time, but 1900. But this man come in 1999 too, come up here. He's taking a claim up to 21 Bow and Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought a plow, a scraper, everything from Seattle. We hold everything over the ice.
Did he?
And he brought the main company there from right from California. Help them train way that is she be the doors pay doors down up a side hill down on the creek sluice.
And there were people the full length of the creeks where they're just
yes, my God. Yes, there was people, there was mining in the spring 1900. All the miners, but they took off all the winter dumps. They were sluicing the 1st of April.
Were they? And how many years were you at Grand Forks then?
I was up to now, last 2-3 years, I guess.
Ever since about 1900 then, eh? For almost 60 years.
Something like that.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
It was a great country, isn't it?
No, yes. My God.
Were you ever in this building before in the early days?
Oh,
when Black was here?
My man. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. No. It's the whole big party there, you know. Oh, yes.
Do you remember some of your other birthdays? What did you do on some other birthdays when you were up here in the early days?
I remember that far back.
You can't remember a special birthday.
Yeah. Oh, well. I might check a bunch of boys down the Gold Hill Hotel, buy a drink or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them boys, what it is, your birthday way.
Did you spend most of your birthdays at Grand Forks?
Well, most of them, yes.
And over here is Mr. George Clark, who is 92. When did you come into the country, Mr. Clark?
What's that? What's that?
Just never mind that.
What's that?
Do you want to hear it?
I saw your hand using it over there. In that country, long before that, I came in actually in my feelings. I came in here when I was 6 years old. Because I came in here because of the fact that I was so interested in gold that I never got over it. Mm-hmm. And there's gold unlimited here, and you can tell him so. But I've never told him so, although I've had 63 years of experience with him, mm-hmm. but I never told him.
When did you land in Dawson? When did you land here in Dawson?
When did I land here? Mm-hmm. I landed here the 1898.
Did you? Where did you
63
land?
63 years.
Along here somewhere?
65 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See, I've always been wound up on this country, mm-hmm. right from the very start. And I am now. Of course, my wife is dead.
How did you come down river?
When did I come down?
How did you come down?
I came down, well, I landed in Skagway on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And I worked there a while to get down here because I sent my money home for my wife. And I landed here, as I say, on the 28th of September.
Did you come down on a boat? Did you make your own boat or a raft? Or how
no,
did you come down?
There was a German, a big German, that he had a scow and he was bringing in a ton of grub.
Was he?
And he wanted me to help him come down. Well, I did help him. But we both got pretty near drowned on Lake LaBarge.
Did you?
Because the storm came up at night and we couldn't see, but I had to help the business, help get the boat across. But we finally got across into a cove at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, that saved us all right. But that's just one of the incidents of the time, because everything was haywire in this country.
You walked over the trail then, did you?
How did?
You carried your stuff over the trail then, did you, with the rest of them?
Oh, I hired that done by, there was a... At that time, that was in 98, of course. Mm-hmm. At that time, there was a overhead.
The tramway instead of the pulleys.
Overhead trolley.
Yeah.
In place of a railroad.
Yeah.
That was before the railroad time. Mm-hmm. But the overhead trolley came across. They promised to have my stuff. I had a load of stuff too. They promised to send that right over, and so I came on ahead, expecting that they'd keep the word, which they never did. Well, then after 2 or 3 days or four waiting at Lindeman, I had to go back down from Bennett, and get myself started. Well, that's all part of the program, too.
What was it like when you landed here that day?
How's that?
What was Dawson like when you landed here that day?
over to the town, and I'd have to describe it in terms that you could hardly understand. That is, there's perhaps, it's mostly tents, but there's about 500 cabins here at that time. Mm-hmm. And that is in the fall of 98. And the whole country was upset, whether they received the Lord, and they had to be careful of their stuff, and if they didn't look out, well, they'd steal it. And it made me so skeptical about this country that I'm very apt to think it's a thief. I went up on Bonanza, first thing. And I've been nearly all the time on Bonanza, except that for a few years I followed the, what's it called, representing. You know what I mean, I think. Representation work. Mm-hmm. Representing claims
for other people.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that way I represented all over the country. Whoever wanted me, why, they paid me less than the going price for representing, and I did the representing. It was seldom that I got $150 for representing claim, plaster claim. They were all plastered at that time.
Do you remember all the excitement of Lowe's Fraction and some of those other places?
How's that?
Do you remember all the excitement of Lowe's Fraction and all those big claims up there? Were you up there then, the El Dorado, Bonanza?
How many six claims?
When Lowe's Fraction there.
Yeah. I was reserved and very reserved, and I wouldn't talk much. And I've forgotten a great deal of it.